Blog Talk Radio.
Silhouettes of tiny breaths holding on. Little tears and all the years holding on. Oh.
Good evening and welcome aboard to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals, number 252 shows and counting. And we're going to keep moving along. And this show is on coming live from the PPJ Gazette Online. If you would like to visit that, and you can listen live from there. www.ppjg.me, and also on the right-hand column, this is Marty Oakley's website, and a big, huge thank you to her and all she does. She's on TS Radio Network, producer and host, and she has some great hot topic shows, everyone. And I did 163 shows on TS Radio Network, and this started back in June of 2014 and still rolling along and moving forward and not going to stop. So we want to give her a big thank you, the PPJ Gazette Online, for proudly promoting this show every Thursday and all she does. She's a great person, a great team player. And hey, that's what it takes in this world, coming together as one, working together and putting problems into focus and then getting them fixed. And it takes a lot of us to come together, need a village, you know, take that action, pick up that phone and make, you know, write those emails to our state legislators and be, you know, be professional and polite and whatever issues you have. You know, because we vote the politicians in and we vote them out. So we want them all to be animal friendly out there and help the animals, the voiceless, the innocent, defenseless and helpless, because they can't stand for themselves. They should live in peace and free from fear and anxiety and neglect and abuse. And there's a lot of it going on out there from all forms. I stand up and speak out on this radio platform for all the animals in the need and distress, because if we don't do it, everyone, the problems prevail and it gets worse. And we don't want to see that happen out there. But I'm going to go on with this show and have another great guest tonight. My name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am the producer and host for Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carried for Animals on Blog Talk Radio. All these shows are recorded live every Thursday, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Listen in worldwide with unlimited listeners. So if you want to go back and listen to any of these shows and get information, because they are very informative, giving out websites and Facebook pages and groups and petitions and videos, any kind of information you need, you can always go back and look for them. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/voices carry for animals. And all the 252 shows, last one tonight, will appear in links. Press the link, wait a minute to download. And it will play. You can share from the left side of the screen to any social media site out there. the icons are there. So just press and share. And then if you press the cross, it's all of them. So please get the word out there because, hey, the bigger the audience for this show, the better for the animals. So we have to do our best effort to help them and make better lives and futures for them because they so well deserve. Animals are so awesome out there. We shouldn't hide them or, you know, ignore their rights or, you know, that we share this earth all with them temporarily. We got to make the best of it and let them live in comfort and, you know, free from fear because there's so many of them out there that's getting tortured and bullied and used as slaves. And it's terrible. These animals out there are, you know, they don't have a choice. They are, most of them are forced. Okay. So they don't have a choice in a matter. They are not living comfortably. They're not socializing. They're out in the wild, out there where they should be. Or, you know, or the ones at home, there's a great, you know, animal parents out there that's take good care of their pets. And then there's the bad ones. So we have to take care of all of them and make sure they live in comfort. But I'm going to bring my guest on, a new guest tonight. And she's a district leader for Humane Society of the United States, 11th Congressional District Ambassador for TUS Task Force. I've had Humane Society of the United States on this show several times, many times, and they're always welcome back. And a big thank you to the staff of all of them and the former guests because they're amazing. And the topic we're going to be talking about tonight, there's a petition out there. It has all these signatures, I mean, over a million for this about this elephant massacre in keep signing because we need your signatures. Wild for Change is a platform promoting change for animal welfare and nature through education, legislation, and public awareness. And that's what we do on this show, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to recruit you to do something, to take action. And, you know, call your legislators, write them, meet them in person. Whatever it takes to see that animal or animals live in peace. That's what we're looking for. That's what we're striving. But her name is Nicole Rogers, and I'm all excited about this show because, you know, what she's doing is so meaningful, just like the rest of them, and heartfelt. And what a great job she's doing, inspiring. But I want to welcome her aboard to this show. And Nicole, how are you doing this evening? You're live and on the air. Welcome aboard. This is awesome. Go right ahead. If you want to go ahead.
Hi, Debbie.
This is great, Nicole. This is so wonderful.
Thank you.
But you want to go ahead
and tell
the audience. Yeah, you're so truly welcome. How you got started and with the HSUS, Humane Society of the United States, and how it led you to the wildlife. Change. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Debbie. Well, first of all, I really want to express my gratitude for you inviting me to come onto your show. I'm so excited to have this opportunity to share with your audience what is going on with the elephants in Botswana, and I have a lot that I would like to express to your audience and how we can help them, actually. So I wanted to start with a bit of a backstory regarding the elephants, and then I'll get into how I got started. You know, it was only 100 years ago that the global elephant population was approximately 3 to 5 million. And after decades of poaching and hunting, the current elephant population is estimated at only 415,000. Elephants are critically endangered, and protections for them in certain regions like Botswana has recently diminished. And right now, it's estimated that every 25 minutes an elephant is killed. So it's almost like we're running out of time here. So back in 2014, the government of Botswana had put a trophy hunting ban in place. And because of that ban, elephants from other countries like Namibia and Angola were going to Botswana seeking refuge. Today, there's about one-third of the African elephant population reside in Botswana. But then 4 years later, in 2018, a new administration began. And in September of 2018, 87 elephant carcasses were found near the Okavango Delta Wildlife Sanctuary. Now, this was an unprecedented number of deaths, considering Botswana had been recognized as one of the formidable defenders and conservationists of wildlife in Africa. And what came to light was that one of the anti-poaching units were removed, which obviously meant less protections for the elephants. So after I learned about that devastating news, I decided I'm going to start a petition to the newly elected government of Botswana, asking them to restore the anti-poaching unit. So the petition slowly grew. It was gaining a little bit of traction, but then the following year, in 2019, the government made another decision to lift the hunting ban on elephants. So last year, there were 358 elephant hunting permits, and a further 386 elephants were poached. So such a huge, large-scale loss of bull elephants in what was once their greatest refuge is completely unsustainable. So after that hunting ban was lifted and word got out, the petition basically went viral and now has over 1 million supporters. So because of such a large number of supporters, my goal now is to meet with the Embassy of Botswana in Washington, D.C. I would like to deliver the petition so that I can show that there is a global concern for the elephants there, and to also really have an open dialogue about this current situation and what is the government's viewpoint on all of this. So as we continue this year, the government of Botswana announced it will restart the elephant hunts, and a quota has been issued of 272 killings. That's going to start in April, and it's going to go through September during their dry season when the bush is thinner, and so it's easier to locate the elephants. Their quota is foreign hunters will be allowed to kill 202 of the elephants, and 70 elephants have been reserved for local people. Now, unfortunately, most of the hunters that go to southern Africa are from the United States, and the cost for a foreign trophy hunter, the right to shoot an elephant can be anywhere between $21,000 and $60,000. But I just read an article that at the Calgary International Hunting Exposition, the starting bid to kill a bull elephant in Botswana started at
$84,000. Whoa.
Yeah.
That's what you call greed. Won't they take that money and help? Like with world hunger, the homelessness. You know what I'm saying? This leaving these elephants alone and live them peace.
Well,
they're gentle giants. They don't hurt nobody. Oh my goodness.
No, they're and here's the thing that I wanted to convey is that not 1 ounce of that hunted elephant benefits our human existence. The fact is the elephant is a keystone species, and keystone species means that other species and ecosystems largely depend on the elephant for everything to survive. They're very important. They maintain biodiversity that helps support the health of our planet. You know, elephants contribute more to the ecosystem than we do. They're known as the gardeners of the forest. They disperse seeds wherever they go, and new plant life is planted, and that gives us oxygen. The elephants dig up water holes, which allows other animals to drink water from. They create trails that serve as fire breakers so that fires don't spread during the dry season. And what really is upsetting to me is that it's not only bad that these elephants are being hunted and they're being poached, but we're right now in our world's sixth mass extinction. So we already had five mass extinctions that were all natural phenomena, but this one is almost exclusively due to us. And dozens of species are going extinct every day. It's predicted by 2050, 30 to 50% of all species will be extinct. And losing these species at this rate is just going to break down the ecosystems that we rely on for the health of the planet. And I was just reading about how elephants help local tourism and they help the local economies. I read an article by All Africa that indicates ecotourism is a $2 billion industry, but reintroducing hunting contributes to only 1.9% of the tourism. So, you know, poaching and hunting are the major threats for elephants. There is also habitat loss and human-elephant conflicts, but the major threats are hunting and poaching. And as you see with the petition, it has over a million people, and most people want to see these elephants alive. It's their right, like you said earlier, it's their right just like it is ours to be on this earth. And I feel that their lives are no more valid. You know, all of our lives are valid. There's no one better than the other species. It's just unfortunate that there's such a small population of people that are hurting the elephants and causing all this destruction. So what I wanted to share with your guests is there's a couple ways we can help here in the United States, even though that's happening in Botswana. One is people could support the petition, because what that does is it helps to spread awareness with the hopes of influencing policy change. But there's also a couple bills in Congress right now that are moving against hunting of elephants from Botswana. And one of the bills is called the CECL Act, and the acronym is Conserving Ecosystems by Ceasing the Importation of Large Animal Trophies. It was introduced by Representative Raul Grijalva of Arizona. So this bill, the CECL Act, will restrict the import and export of trophies of any species listed under the Endangered Species Act. The second one is called the PROTECT Act, and it stands for Prohibiting Threatened and Endangered Creature Trophies Act, which was introduced by Representative Sheila Jackson of Texas. So the PROTECT Act is going to prohibit trophy hunting of endangered species within the United States and prohibit the import of any trophy species listed under the Endangered Species Act, which the PROTECT Act is a key piece of legislation because it's bipartisan, and it's going to directly stop elephant trophy imports to the U.S. from Botswana. So these two bills couldn't have come at a better time. And then there's one more bill, and it's called the Appropriations Bill for Fiscal Year 2021. So appropriation bills it's a spending bill that authorizes the expenditure of government funds. And so if the audience could call their member of Congress, all you have to say is you would like the language to defund the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service trophy imports of elephants from Botswana. And it's real easy. All you have to do is go to www.house.gov, type in your zip code, and what it'll do is provide you with your member of Congress's contact number. The best way to contact them, I feel, is to actually call rather than email, because sometimes the emails get lost. And all you have to say is you would like your congressman to support the CECL and PROTECT Act and the appropriations bill for fiscal year 2021 to defund trophy import permits of elephants from Botswana. You know, right now, these elephants, actually everywhere, really do need and deserve our voices. And I feel like the louder we can be, eventually we'll be heard. Are you there, Debbie? Can you hear me? I'm getting texts from people that they can still hear me on the radio, but I can't hear Debbie. Everybody can still hear me.
Okay, Nicole, can you hear me?
Yay, Debbie!
Yes, I got. You know, I got thrown off the boat somehow, but I came back on. And,
yay!
I was like, uh-oh, they can't hear me. So I came in from another way to get back on. So I got to report this to Blog Talk. You know,
okay.
So sorry about that. But
don't
I don't know where you left off because I, you know, got disconnected. But you could go right ahead, and I'm sorry.
So I just finished off with explaining to the audience, asking if people could call their members of Congress, that they can look up their member of Congress by going to www.house.gov, type in their zip code, and to ask their member of Congress to support the Cecil and Protect Act, and also for the appropriations bill fiscal year 2021 to defund permits of trophy hunting from Botswana of elephants and back into the United States. That's the most important thing we can do right now is try to get these bills passed because that only means more protections for endangered species that really are in a lot of trouble right now.
Oh, yeah, and it's sad, you know. It's like, you know, everyone, please, who can't just ignore these problems. We have to take action and be their voices because if we stand idle, nothing happens, you know. So reach out there, you know, on the social media, like Facebook, 1.8 billion members alone, you know, that's not all active, but you know, social media is like a landing strip for us to come together and put petitions on there, bring awareness and sign petition and, you know, phone numbers to call our state representatives. And, you know, I tried to get it out there because I'm an admin on a lot of Facebook pages and groups and try to get the word out. You know, we got to take care of business and help them because they can't help themselves. So we have to do it for them and bring better lives and futures for them, you know.
And
without,
that's what
you know,
motivates me. Yep.
Yes. I mean, I just stay strong. I don't stop at one victory, two victories, three victories. I keep on going, you know. I know I'm not spinning my wheels. I have this, you know, radio platform, and, you know, helps out so much. I can't take total credit, but I am involved. And then I get involved with others, you know, with other, because I multitask. So I contact my legislator and, you know, email and share on, you know, social media sites, awareness and Voices Carry for Animal support group. You know, so I've gotten so fast I can bring up 5 tabs, you know, for, you know, LinkedIn, you know, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest. And really go and move a lot of stuff. And if I add them all up, it's great.
It's a lot. It is.
Yes.
It's amazing. And, you know, I believe that it really just takes a village. It really just takes a lot of voices coming together for a cause. And not to be silent and to follow your passion of what you feel is right for anything in life, really. Is how I like to live my own life. I don't like to stand idle.
No.
You know,
I love the quote from
Martin Luther King. It always motivates me. Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about the things that matter. And to me, that couldn't be more true.
That is so true. You know what you're saying, that I have, you know, shared that on a lot of social media, a lot of his stuff, because it's so powerful. And he was a great man standing up for what he believed in. And he, you know, got shot and killed. And this is terrible, you know. But his he lives on. He's not going to be forgotten. So we got to, you know, what you believe in. Don't, you know, stand idle or close your eyes or your mouth or your ears, because that only makes the problems prevail and get worse. And we don't want that. You know, it's the year 2020 now. A lot of this stuff has been happening since, you know, the 20th century, and we could go many years back. And it's time to just bring it all in and get in the spotlight, focus on it, and get it fixed. And you get modern day changes. You know, there's still a lot of stuff going on. It's like, wow, I can't believe this.
Right.
You know, dog fighting. You look at it and say, what is going on here? You know, why is this stuff still exist? And so we have to step up to the plate. And these elephants, and I've had several shows, and she's going to be calling in. I contact her, Barbara Levette, Save Nosy Now. I know you probably heard about Nosy the Elephant.
Yes, and I listened to that podcast.
Yes, and thank you. And, you know, Nosy's in a sanctuary in Tennessee. She has her own law. She's happy. I mean, but look how many years she was confined, you know, and
how long
not
it took
happy.
For her to get to that. Yeah. Exactly.
Yes. And the Senator Raymond Lesnick, he was out there doing inspiring work, too. You know, he was trying to run for governor, lost. I hate to see that, but he put his effort in there too, rallying and everything, and it was so great how everybody came together, teamwork, and stood up for Nosy. You know, there's Billy the Elephant out in California, had a show down the zoo, not comfortable at all, and then there's Lucy the Elephant. I mean, there's so many issues that need to be in the spotlight and fixed. Lucy's up there
right.
in the cold weather and, you know, all these health issues and a zoo. And I said, it's time to let her go. Let her live in peace. You know, how could you put her yourself in where she's at and you're thinking, no, that she can't be comfortable. You know, just for these people to
exactly.
see her and visit. You know, it's greed.
Exactly,
do we really
yeah.
need, you know, do we really need this to be happening? Is it going to, you know, make people freak out if there's not elephants and zoos and tigers and this and that? I don't think really, how many times a year do they go to see them? And, you know, do they care? You know, riding elephants, there's another issue. You know, the circuses. And so we, you know, we've got a long road ahead, but we will reach this destination all in good time. And it takes that teamwork. Coming together,
Nicole. It
does here,
take
Nicole.
Teamwork.
Yep.
Yes,
you
know,
it does.
I actually presented to a fourth grade class yesterday about endangered species. And I was speaking to the children about wildlife trafficking and poaching and what was happening to the elephants, rhinos, and giraffes in particular. And the children were like, well, why? I mean, why do people need a rhino horn, you know, to cure some illness? Or why do people need jewelry made out of ivory or a statue made out of ivory or giraffe bones to make knives out of? It doesn't make any sense. But that's why we have to keep moving forward together and being that voice. Because they have no voice. In fact, for giraffes, they're going through an extinction, and it's called the quiet extinction because we were not realizing that giraffes were also getting poached.
Mm.
Now we only have 110,000 less of them in the wild.
Oh, that is so.
And there's
oh,
yeah, and there's no, there's no ban on giraffe parts coming into our country. So at least one giraffe part is coming into our country per day, and it's really saddening.
Mm. And you know what I hate seeing going through the social media there, you know, whatever social media is they're the hunters and they're taking pictures with these animals, you know, elephants, giraffes, rhinos, and they're smiling, you know.
They're
and
smiling.
It gets so much under my skin. And it's like, do you
right.
really like that photo? Do you really like spending that kind of money? You are putting it right down the toilet. You have killed an animal. And then you're throwing this money away. Use that money useful, you know. Help them whatever.
And what people. It's terrible because they're wasting that money, which could go towards other things, other needs in this world. You've lost an iconic species. And like I said earlier, these species are actually doing something for the planet. They're actually trying to keep it, they're actually keeping it healthy without even realizing it, and we're benefiting from it. So, you know, we're just digging ourselves a bigger hole.
Right, exactly. You know, and it's like with those photos I'm seeing, they're horrific. I mean, smiling on their faces and everything. Take pictures with your family or your pets or your spouses, your girlfriends, boyfriend, whatever. But why is those photos so, you know, does people really like those photos and this animal was running, you know, wild and innocent?
Those animals had children themselves. Now a lot of them have these babies are out in the wilderness by themselves. There is one organization in Kenya called David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust, and I showed a video to the class yesterday about an orphan giraffe. They named him Kiko. He was found out in the wilderness by himself. His mother could not be found. You know, they're assuming the worst, that poachers got her. And so they rescued Kiko, and he's living at the orphanage, and he's with other baby elephants. And what's really sad is it's like you go into a shelter and you see a kitten or a puppy. They're without their mom or dad. It's the same thing for these animals. They've lost their mom. They have no mother to protect them. They, you know, they're by themselves. And so luckily there are organizations like David Sheldrick that go in and rescue these babies.
You know, I see so many photos, some good photos, you know, hanging out together, the mother, whether it's, you know, panda bears or elephants or giraffes, all of them. You know, you see these photos hanging out with their family members, and they're not bothering nobody. They deserve to be running wild and hanging out with them and showing their love and care, not to be, you know, sit there, poachers come along and kill them.
Right.
There's
It's sad. It's really a shame. So that's why people like you, Debbie, who are promoting animal welfare and animal rights, being that voice, spreading awareness. This is what I told the children yesterday. The best thing you can do is just tell the story of what's happening, because some people don't even realize what's going on.
No,
and maybe
don't.
You might inspire them to donate to organizations that train game rangers or take in the orphan babies or, you know, our conservations that are working tirelessly to protect these animals. It just takes a little bit of awareness to know what's going on, and then you can start this movement, just like the petition gained momentum.
Yeah, I mean, that thing is up there. I just checked it out there, Nicole. 1,103,657 signatures already, and it's still moving. Elephant Massacre in Botswana, Restore Anti-Poaching Units now on change.org, everybody. And I got it on the PPJ Gazette online, the link to it. So you could always share from the bottom of the article or share right from the petition. And you can, you know, copy and paste it, put it on LinkedIn, Pinterest, Facebook, you know, Twitter, all of them. And more, you know, the more signatures, the better. I've had signed a lot of petitions, but this is the first one I've seen over 1 million signatures. Congratulations, Nicole. This is awesome.
Thank you.
I know. That takes
sometimes when I look at it, I can't even wrap my head around how many people have signed this petition. It's amazing support, and it makes me feel so good and to know that people care and want change to be done. So I'm hoping that when I go and meet with the embassy, that at least there'll be some openness to, you know, these people that have signed the petition. And I would like to understand their viewpoint of what's happening there, because I don't live in Botswana. I've been working on this tirelessly since 2018, and the more deeper I go into this situation, the more information I need, the more information I want to learn and just understand really what other people's viewpoints are about this regarding lifting the hunting ban and things like that. I'd like to understand why that's happening.
Right. I mean, just the support, because there's billions of people out there. I heard it was like 7 billion people in this world. So
yeah,
you're talking a lot of people. You know, you're talking, I mean, in the United States alone, millions and millions. And I know so many people that don't take action and do nothing at all, you know, contact their legislators or petitions. But they're the first one to complain what's going on. And I said, you know what? You can't. Don't complain to me. Take action with the legislator, because I'm not a House of Representatives.
Right.
You know, so that's, we vote them in and we vote them out. And our voices are our vote. So when you're seeing something and you call in and you're against it, you know, speak out. Say, hey, it'll only take a few minutes to make that phone call or sign that petition, pass it along. Because
and
it's,
don't
you know,
be
every
afraid
counts.
To call. Some people are nervous to call. And
yes,
I understand
another one.
That. I was,
yep.
I was there at one point in my life where I would be so nervous to call my legislator's office and speak up. But really, they can't see you. All you're saying is your two cents and what you believe in, and they have to log it. They have to log it. And so they get a listing of how everybody feels about particular bills. And so that helps the legislator understand his or her constituents and what they want to see.
That's,
I know,
right,
Humane Society of the United States has a humane card of different legislators across the United States of how they vote for animal welfare, so that's always helpful for people to look into to see how their legislators, you know, votes on animal rights and different things like that.
Mm-hmm. Animal friendly, you know, and this, maybe you, everyone call them up and persuade them to stand up for animals if they don't already, because we could get so many bills onto the, you know, legislation to go in there, get approved, voted on, and we could really rock the animals world, you know, with changes to
yeah.
be made, positive changes to be made. But it takes all of us to do it. We got to take. Right, Nicole? We just can't
exactly.
do it by ourselves. And everyone, if you want to call in with any comments or questions for Nicole, I'm going to give you the number. It's the same number every week. You can listen by phone or you can listen by the internet. But here's the number to call in, area code 310-982-4270. Press 1. If you're in the queue, we got a packed house tonight. But please press 1. These shows have been enormously successful, and it's great. And I will let you in. Try to refrain from any noises in the background, TVs, radios, conversations, and you're more than welcome to come on board. And if, Barbara, if you're out there, press 1 and you want to speak, you're welcome to come and speak. The Nosy, SaveNosy.org, she was the admin and the sticking up. You know, but hold on 1 second here. I'm going to try to bring her on here. But she's in there while I'm waiting. I'm going to read this to you that I found on Facebook. It's so meaningful, Nicole. With my eyes, they will be seen. With my voice, they will be heard. With my hands, they will know comfort. With my heart, they will know love. With my faith, they will have hope. With my actions, they will be free. And I found that on Facebook, and I added to it. And I wanted to, I say it every so often on my show, because it's so meaningful, because our actions will get them free. You know, so just remember that, everybody. Put a little love in your heart and do your part, because taking action is the key. You know, remember that song? But this might show my age a little bit, but put a little love in your heart. It was so
I love that song.
I love it too. I always have. And I've even, you know, looked it up on YouTube, and it's great. So whatever it takes. And I found her. Let me see here. Barbara Levette. Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio. How are you? Go ahead.
Hi,
live
Debbie.
On the air.
I'm glad I finally got through. I've been pressing one, and nothing was happening. But thanks for having me on, and it's wonderful to hear you, Nicole. I've been listening with great interest. I've been following your work in with the Botswana elephants and following that whole story, and it's just heartbreaking to me every day when I hear more about how they're going to keep killing the elephants, and all I know is that it's about money, which everything seems to be. And unfortunately,
right,
because it's around money, people are going to take advantage. And getting rid of natural resources, which is the way the Botswana government and all African governments look at their elephants, I don't know how we can really fight this effectively. I've actually shared your petition on several of the elephant pages that I admin. One of the large ones is Save All Elephants, and another one is Elephant Lovers. And we've also shared it on the Elephant Advocacy Project and on Save Nosy Now. So I'm thrilled that so many people are seeing it and signing it and getting the information that they need to see what's really happening out there. But it is very heartbreaking to me because I see them being slaughtered at the same time. People are making money off it, and then they'll turn around and they'll send a whole bunch of elephants from Zimbabwe or Zambia or one of the other African countries to zoos all over the world. So it is really, really heartbreaking for us, knowing that Nosy, our namesake from the state of Nosy Now, came from Zimbabwe and was one of those baby elephants that was taken from her herd when the elephants were culled in a government call in 1984. So it all just keeps going around and around and around, doesn't it?
Yeah, I flew out to Washington, D.C. for the day to protest about the baby elephants that they took from Zimbabwe to China.
Yes.
I just was so devastated by it that they, you know, took those babies away from their moms and just brought them to a different country, and they're no longer going to live with their moms or be in the wild, and it really is heartbreaking. But, you know, the way I'm trying to work at this issue with the elephants in Botswana is for the U.S. citizens to stand up and call their legislators and say they want the Cecil and Protect Act to be supported and worked through and passed in Congress, because this is at least one way we can fight against it, about
right,
getting these elephant trophy imports in from this country that used to be a formidable defender of wildlife.
Exactly. They were like the Cadillac of taking care of their elephants. They were the country
exactly,
to go to play. And they were talking about how elephants actually went to Botswana from the other countries. It's almost
yep,
as if they knew that they would be safe there because they were being pushed out from
the other African countries that were bordering.
Yeah,
from Namibia, Angola, Zimbabwe, they were all coming from those countries into Botswana to seek refuge and have peace and not have to. I mean, elephants are very intelligent creatures. They know when there's trouble, and they only have one predator. It's us. And so they know when they're being hunted.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do, and they surely did in those countries, and they were seeking refuge. It just goes to show you how similar they are to people, with the number of people that are in the world seeking refuge right now as we speak because of violence and terrible situations and death around them in their own countries, trying to seek refuge somewhere else where it's safe. And the elephants are just as smart, or smarter. I've always thought they were smarter than we are. So they know that they need to go to a place where it's safe for them. And how horrible of the Botswana government to be looking at them as just a resource to sell and put a price
for
on
revenue.
Their head. Yeah, just
exactly,
strictly revenue. it's really heartbreaking. I just can't even wrap my head around it, but I see it every day in the elephant world. I mean, you're talking about situations in all these countries, seeing those babies, elephants in Zimbabwe, in the Bomas waiting to be transported to China, just about did me in, because all I could envision was Nosy's situation when she was there in 1984 and getting ready to be transported on those big jumbo airplanes to Florida. And it just brought it all back. Every time this happens and they bring some elephants into this country and to other countries around the world, it's the same story over and over and over again. So it's got to stop. It's got to stop. And I so appreciate what you've been trying to do and this petition and the work that you do with Humane Society and going to, you know, the legislators and getting the word out. It's so important to educate the public.
I couldn't agree more. You know, I'm trying so hard to help and trying every avenue possible to spread the word. And like I said, I look at the petition and I'm just in amazement how many people have signed. And I just recently did an update and I asked signatories to please keep sharing the petition, because I want to keep building momentum right up into that moment I go to the embassy with all those signatures. And I won't stop. I don't like to take no for an nationality. I will just keep trying.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's all we can do. We take it one day at a time. That's what we've said from the very beginning of Save Nosy Now, that we would just take one day at a time. We will do what we can in that one day, and the following day keep pushing forward. And every action and every reaction is important in this kind of fight, because you do have baby steps that are being taken, but great, great reward at the end if we keep moving forward. I mean, we've seen huge changes just in this country with bullhook bans and circus bans and the fight for the protection ban, the federal protection ban to get circuses off the roads. Cities and towns shutting down circuses and deciding not to have them. Shriners, temples coming around and saying, okay, we won't use elephants or exotic animals anymore. We are making some progress, but it does seem slow, which it is, but it is really good progress.
Well, we did ban elephants for Illinois, so, I mean.
Yes.
I like seeing this progress, like you said, and right now we're actually working on another bill to get some of the wild animals out of circuses. I believe it's bears and kangaroos, but we did ban elephants. So, you know, I went to the circuses and I stood outside with signs, and, you know, it is heartbreaking to see all of them being forced to do these unnatural things. And the reason, the whole impetus for me that got me started with animal advocacy, although I've been an animal lover since I can remember, but 10 years ago I went to Paws Sanctuary in California, where they have the retired circus animals, and I met Nicholas, a bull elephant, who was about 3 or 4 years old at the time, and I learned that he was forced to ride a tricycle.
Yes, he was.
And that just broke my heart.
I've been to Paws too, and I feel really strongly about Nicholas. He's just such a beautiful elephant. And when we were there the day at Paws, he was swaying back and forth, and Ed Stewart, who is one of the founders of Paws, was standing beside me, and I said, oh, how dreadful to see him still exhibiting this stereotypic behavior, you know, the swaying, the back and forth, the bobbing and the weaving. And he said he does that frequently because he's bored and he's still somewhat stressed after all these years. And then he just called out Nicholas's name. He said, Nicholas! And the elephant just stopped and looked up, and moseyed along. He said, and that's all it takes sometimes is just to break the chain, break that habit. And it takes some years sometimes to get beyond that stress and boredom that they've always felt in the circuses and the zoos. So, yeah, Prague is a wonderful place. The Elephant Sanctuary in Tennessee, of course, is where Nosy ended up, which we're very pleased about. And we want to get more elephants there. Thank you. We do want to get them all there if we can to any of the sanctuaries of the new sanctuary in Georgia as well. But one elephant at a time and one day at a time is all we have.
That's great advice. You're totally right.
Just don't
I believe
give
that
up.
Nicholas's
be relentless.
Mother. Exactly. You have to be relentless.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I believe Nicholas's mother, Ronnie, is at the Elephant Sanctuary in Tennessee.
Yes, she is. She is. Ronnie and Debbie are very close ties there in Tennessee. It's funny how when you start talking about all the elephants that are in the sanctuaries and the zoos and the circuses, you can probably trace them all back to several small times in their lives when they may have known each other. I mean, of course, Nosy came here with 62 other baby elephants from Zimbabwe. So those elephants would have all been known to each other because they spent a few years together at the facility in Florida that Arthur Jones owned. And so we know that there are still about 18 or 19 of those 63 elephants still alive. And we're following them and watching to see what happens with their lives. Most of them are in zoos. But you can kind of go back in time and trace where these elephants have come from and realize that they probably knew each other somewhere along the way. You know, they've met in the circuses or they've met at various zoos. And we know zoos keep moving elephants from one place to another all the time for breeding purposes and other purposes that are beyond our comprehension. So the relationship the elephants have is pretty remarkable. It really is remarkable.
It is.
Well, thank you for
what you're doing. To express that.
Keep it up. Yeah.
Thank you, Debbie. I will, and we all will. I know that Nicole will too. I mean, we're out here trying to do the best we can to make sure that the elephants are taken care of, and that the circus animals and the elephants coming from Africa are taken care of as well as we can. And we're going to keep fighting to keep them in their home countries and hopefully not have to deal with the ravages of captivity when they come to zoos and circuses to places all around the world. It's just dreadful to think of them standing in their small enclosures, not being able to walk the miles that they need to walk every day and not getting the proper care that they require and being thrown in with elephants that are unfamiliar to them. And then the zoo wonders why they don't get along. I mean, it blows my mind. Do they really think that elephants are any different than people? People don't always get along either, do they? I mean, and if you're confined to a small area with a couple of people you don't know or may not speak the same language as you, it can be very uncomfortable. And that's what the elephants are dealing with every day in these zoos and circuses when they're constantly being moved around. It's just dreadful what we do to earthlings. It's really dreadful.
Yes, it is. Totally dreadful. I mean, it's totally uncalled for. It's like, how hard is it to, this world needs more kindness and compassion and, dignity and respect for these animals because they so well deserve it. I mean, who are they bothering? Nobody. Let them live in peace. This greed is something else. This profit before animals and profit before people also is terrible. It's out of control by all means. And, it's sickening. It's like, who are we as human beings to watch the suffering of others, and that's including animals. If we don't take action and do something, get those laws stiffened and penalties rising, you know, audience, please do something. That's where we start. You know, step up to the plate. Don't be afraid. Don't stand idle. You know, if there's something that you don't believe in or there's something wrong that you don't like, speak out. That's what our legislators are there for. You know, we can't give up. Because if we
give up,
the animals suffer. And you know who really thanks us is the animals. Because they can't say it, but when their lives turn for the better in futures, they feel it. You know, look at Nosy Barbara. You know how happy she is. She wants to thank you and all of us so much, but she can't speak out. But we know, you know, I felt like I knew her, did so many shows on Nosy.
I know.
It was touching.
Yeah,
I had happy tears, you know.
Well, we all had happy tears, and there was we did do a lot of shows about Nosy, and, you know, we fought for so many years for her, and it's just so heartening to know that she's in a good place and that she'll be able to live her life the way she prefers to and make her own choices. So, I mean, that's what we want for all the captive elephants. But
that's right.
We don't want them to be killed in their home countries just so that country can make money. I mean, that's not the way it should be for any animal. And to hear about the giraffes that are being poached and the pangolins that are being poached and just about every animal you can think of, the hippos and the rhinos and all the large land mammals being poached for something that they don't even really need or that helps them in any way. I just can't get my mind around it most days. I'm so flabbergasted by it all.
It's appalling what's going on. You know, it's like, whoa, when is it going to stop? I mean, it needs to stop. I didn't realize how many abusers are out there. I mean, it's terrible. It's overwhelming. And I'm so glad there's still a lot of good people out there, Barb and Nicole and the rest of them, that do something. You know, we don't shut our eyes. We don't close our mouth or ears. We want to see something positive happen. You know, you got to be a part of the solution, not the ongoing problems. Because being silent, you know, silence only brings more violence. So everyone, please take that extra time or a couple minutes and do something every day. And it all counts, you know. So, and ladies, I'm down to a minute, less than 2 minutes here. Barbara Levette, SaveNosy.org, thank you so much for calling in. Former guest for Nosy the Elephant, who's in a Tennessee sanctuary being all happy. She's a happy camper.
Yes,
and thanks for all your hard work you're doing now, too. And Nicole Rogers, thank you so much for being a guest tonight and looking forward to having you back on. I mean, this has been another great show, everybody. Amazing guests from all over the United States and some countries standing up for the animals in need and distress. And Nicole, well, I want to welcome you back. This has been great. And everybody, please support her. www.wildforchange.com. Visit that website. See how you can take it, you know, help out. And on Facebook also, you can look up Wild for Change. Press like and check them both out. Great pages. Humane Society of the United States, thank you so much for all you're doing for all the animals. Big shout out. And we'll continue to have guests on here from there. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in this evening and hope you enjoyed the show. Take that action. Next Thursday, February 27th, will be Dave Hine. We're going to be standing up for Ali's Law. Okay, I had Senator Jason Pizzo on last week and Representative Dan Daley of Ali's Law. Here in Florida, veterinarians are not required to report suspected animal abuse and neglect. That's a no-no. You know, you have to do it for the elderly and the children, and we're trying to get that passed. It's been delayed right now, HB 621. So I want to welcome them both next. We are trying to get hold of the senator and the rep again to join Dave Hine. That's Ali's dad. So hope you all tune in. Hope you enjoyed the show. And hope you tune in next week. I want to thank everyone on supporters running out of time here. That's, you know, share on their shows, Facebook, Twitter. Twitter, Pinterest, and LinkedIn. Thank you, everyone. And Nicole, have a good one. Best of luck. Keep me updated, and we'll have bring you on the show again, okay? Best of luck on the petition,
okay.
And I hope it is banned, okay? Everyone, please
thanks,
help out.
Thanks, Debbie. And if anybody has
welcome.
A question, they can go to www.wildforchange.com and contact me there.
Great. Awesome.
Thanks, Debbie. Thank you,
much.
Barbara.
You did an outstanding interview. And thank you, Barbara Levette. You did, too. You came on and spoke highly. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank
Good
you,
night,
Debbie.
Everyone. May God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.